Thank you.
All right, we're here with Cycle Trader, Rock River Yamaha's Luke Rensland. Luke, putting it in the top 10, man. How stoked are you on that ride in the main event?
It was awesome for me. You know, all day we were kind of chasing our tail with the bike. We had electrical problems in free practice. I only got one lap in that. And then we thought we had it fixed for the second practice. Ended up going out there, and a quarter lap, it cut out again. So I didn't have any laps before the third round of practice, and I was kind of... I was kind of scared, honestly. You know, going out there, third round in the A practice, those dudes are no joke. And when they have the track dialed in and you don't even know which way the track goes, it's kind of scary. But I was able to get, I think I qualified like 30th place overall. And I was just happy to be in the night show, honestly, with how bad the day went. But ended up qualifying straight out of the heat. And that was a big weight lifted off my shoulders, and was able to get out there in the main. And I rode solid for about 11 laps, and kind of got tight after that. I haven't ridden much in the past 2 weeks, kind of have some lingering injuries going on, but I was definitely happy to come out with my first professional top 10 ever.
Yeah, I saw you get some tape on your shoulder, little shoulder injury.
Yeah, actually the Monday after Dallas, I was feeling tired after traveling and everything, and ended up riding anyway, and just made a stupid mistake on my track back home and wadded up in the whoops a little bit and just bummed my shoulder out. So you know, I haven't been riding much since then, and obviously last weekend at Atlanta didn't go prime, had a little concussion, but, you know, with how everything's been going, it's been rough, you know, rookie season, you know, anything that can get thrown at you will, so definitely happy to get my foot in that top 10 door this weekend, and, you know, looking to gain with more experience.
What'd you think of the track tonight? I know some people were saying it was pretty tight compared to maybe some normal Supercross tracks.
Yeah, it was really technical. You know, there wasn't much spacing between the jumps. I think that was kind of their 90s scene this weekend. Super tight, and, you know, really nowhere to breathe. So it wasn't the prime track to miss the first two sessions of practice on, for sure. But, you know, it was all right. You know, I ended up riding better in the heat race once I got the track figured out, but I just kind of tightened up in the main. But again, you know, I'm just happy to walk away the top 10, walk away safe, and let these injuries heal a little longer.
Last weekend they throw the, you know, the tough blocks and the whoops. This weekend they had some sand sections, the over-unders. What was that like?
Man, I don't know what to expect so far. You know, rookie season, you know, they're just throwing everything out there this year, so... I like the sand sections this weekend. You know, I've grown up in sand, and I've always kind of been a sand specialist, I guess. So, you know, having sand out there is kind of refreshing, other than getting it all in your face the whole moto, you know, just getting sandblasted. But, you know, I think they did a good job this weekend with the track, and I'm, you know, now we roll on to Daytona, and you definitely don't know what to expect with that.
Rookie season, top 10 tonight. What's the goals for the year?
My goals, you know, to start off were to, you know, get in that top 10 zone, which, you know, I was able to get in there this weekend, which I was super happy about. I think we've got getting the tent coming down here, but from here on out, you know, I think with more experience, it's just going to come naturally, you know, just keep building from here, you know, 12th in Dallas, 10th here, you know, whatever I could make whatever out of it. So just looking to, gain with more experience from here and ride more clean races.
You gonna build a replica Daytona track at Dreamland, or just go with what you got?
Actually, yeah, we have a little sand track that nobody really knows about there, and last week we were starting to build some jumps and everything over there, so it's not a replica at all, but just kind of a jumpy sand track, so it should be fun preparing for that. Actually, we have Josh Hill, my teammate, coming out there this week, and should be a good week of practice.
So we're going to see some sick videos or what?
Yeah, actually, you know, we might. Josh, he's an unbelievable rider, and you know, footage is always easy to come by from him, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get a good vibe off each other and get a good week of training in before Daytona.
Do you think it'll help you with bringing in a veteran like Josh next week to kind of give you some pointers and tips what to look for at Daytona?
Absolutely. You know, the experience alone is unbelievable from Josh. He knows what to expect, and he knows what to do to make certain gains with his program depending on how he did the weekend before. So I'm looking forward to just learning from him and just kind of watching him and gauging myself off of his speed.
All right, well, hey, 10th tonight. Congrats on your first professional top 10. We're stoked for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Good job.
Thanks.
We'll,